Blog Talk Radio. Tiger on today. Unfortunately, he is sick at the moment, and he will not be able to do the show today. But all of us here at TWOLF The Wolf and Lucky Pup Wolfpack Productions wish him all the best and hope he gets well soon. So we'll be turning around. We'll be trying to get him back on sometime soon. Now, we were not going to have a show for a little while after this one because, like I said, my work schedule tends to be a little rough, as we say. I had yesterday off. I got today off. I've got Sunday off. But I got to work again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So there's 6 days I have to work straight in a row. Usually I work 40 hours a week, but now you got me working 48 hours this coming week. And I was hoping to get another show in sometime soon, but like most people, I do have to work for a living. In fact, I got two jobs. My main and priority job right now is I work at a pet nutrition plant that makes dog and cat food, if you guys don't know about that yet. And I do a second shift there from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. So, and then I come home, I go to sleep, I wake up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm out the door by 5 delivering papers till 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm back in bed. And with the way the weather is nowadays, there's a lot of people. I mean, I've been checking out some of the Google companions out there, and the East Coast storm has really got Equestrian now is going in and out. His computer's going out due to the weather. keeps messing it up. And he had to evacuate from where he was at to a friend's house, continue, broadcasting when he can. So, considering the place that he was at is void of heat and electricity now, I guess the storm probably knocked out power where he was at. So, and there's a lot of others out there that are experiencing quite a amount the same thing, but I'm up here in northwestern Pennsylvania, and it's like it's hit the Philadelphia area, and it's kind of like circling back around. We're getting the colder temperatures and stuff, but not quite as much snow. And trust me, when you kind of sort of wake up in the morning, especially to deliver papers, 16 degrees outside isn't too bad, but when we get a wind chill factor when the wind starts blowing like about 16, 17 miles an hour, and the wind chill factor drops down to below zero, yeah, I do get quite cold. And this morning it was like 8 degrees outside, so. But it helps to bundle up. And I gotta bundle up according to the weather. Sometimes I kind of bundle up too much, and especially when you're delivering papers. Because, see, my paper route is like about a six-mile walk. And, you know, I don't drive, you know. And for those of you who do not know, I am not that young, to tell you the truth. So for some of my followers or some of my listeners out there, I'm probably old enough to be a grandfather, because I'm like 53 years old, and it's like not too many 53-year-olds go out and deliver papers in that kind of weather. Trust me, I know. Oh, Lord, do I know. And it slows me down somewhat. But I still keep going. And even when I work second shift, a lot of people are surprised at my age at how fast I go and how efficiently I work. So, and what gives me all this youthful energy is being into animation and watching animation like My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. I watch a few other things too. I just got finished watching Teen Titan Go. You know, I'm not a big fan of it, but it gets interesting at times. So anyway, it's like, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, I was hoping to have a few other things. I was hoping to get Red Tiger up here. Now, for those of you who do not know Red Tiger, he is a fanfic reader, just like Visual Pony, the guest I had on about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And as a matter of fact, Visual Pony, you know, told me about him, and he turned around and told Red Tiger about myself as well, and we got together and decided to bring him up on the show here. Unfortunately, the first time I tried to get him up on the show, here at Blog Talk Radio, since I'm not really actually paying for the airtime, if I wanted paid airtime, that would put me in a prime time spot. So since I'm not really paying for it, this is a free type of deal, I don't get a prime time spot. And we were going to plan for the 6 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, I think 7 or 8, somewhere around there on, I think it was Tuesday before last. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday before last. Time spot. And when I found out I couldn't get that time spot because I was not, you know, paying for it, I wrote him back saying, okay, how about we do it another time on a weekend? We were planning on this weekend. And unfortunately, he ended up getting sick, and I'm without a guest today. So, sorry, everybody. So, all you have me is yapping. I really need to come up with a contingency plan for when my guests tend to accidentally drop out or can't really make it. So, what I'm going to try to do is this. Either A, I'm going to have any of my listeners just give a call in if they want to. And for those of you who want to talk to me, if you are listening to me right now, you can call in. We have a guest call in at 1-213-943-3445. If you just want to call in with a question or you know, strike up a conversation or anything else like that there, I'm sure I can handle that. But this is only a half-hour show, so please bear with me if I don't have an answer for you right away. Excuse me. Gotta get a drink of water here. But another thing I was planning on doing is, now, for those of you who do not know me, I remix music. I don't play any instruments, and I'm not a very great singer, for those of you who know me, who listen to me on SoundCloud. But I will take some of the yesterday's either country music or classic rock music and turn it into a pony type of music. Oh, excuse me. I hope I'm not coming down with something. I hope not. I need to get the job. I got my job, but I need to keep my job and pay my bills. I can't afford to do the lottery. I'll talk to you about that later. But anyway, for those of you who've heard me on SoundCloud, I take, you know, music like country music from different artists, and I'll put it into a pony style type of a music. And what I was thinking about doing is, because I've got so many of those things going through my head right now that I've made so many songs into like pony songs, that I was thinking about, you know, getting a list of them, and when I don't have a guest or something like that, putting that on the show instead of, you know, doing a regular show. That would help out a lot. I mean, even though you probably wouldn't want to hear me sing, because, well, I don't know. myself, it's almost like an actor who doesn't like to watch himself act, because when he does, it doesn't seem right to him. It's the same way with me when I sing sometimes. When I sing, you know, it sounds okay when I'm singing it at the time. However, when I listen to it on a playback or something like that, I think it sucks. Sorry, that's just the way I am. To other people, it might turn out to be, they might sit there and say, oh, that's great, you know. But I'm also on the karaoke channel. I do some songs there, and I really don't listen to them. I've had a lot of listeners there, too. So, but I don't do the pony songs on that one. I just do the regular ones. Also, I was thinking about coming up, you know, for those of you who don't know it, I do comedy. I was thinking about doing a My Little Pony comedy, which includes a lot of my You Might Be a Brony snippets, as it were. And there's a lot of them, too. So, whatever comes down the line, especially when it's, you know, because when I don't have a guest here and I don't have a backup plan, I tend to just ramble on. But anyway, getting back to the Red Tiger situation, like I said before, Red Tiger is a fanfic reader, which means he goes up on, I had the name on the top of my tongue and I can't get it out. But anyway, he takes everybody's fanfics and he reads them. He's a reader. And a lot of his is, one of the ones that I'm listening to now is a Fallout Equestria, just like Visual Pony does. But he's reading Fallout Equestria, Viva Las Pegasus, and I've already finished the first two chapters on that, and that seems like it's a really good read so far. The chapter one seemed kind of loud. I think he was a little too close to the mic because it just blew my eardrums out. But after chapter one, going into chapter two, I guess he must have adjusted the volume or something, and it sounds good now. So for those of you who... But check out his website. Just type in www.youtube.com/user/ I guess it would be Red Tiger. Try all one word or just separate the two. I'm not really 100% sure because I've never really, you know, tried to jump on his channel. Well, I have his channel. It's just that I subscribed to it, and I didn't go to his main page to find his. Because for those of you who want to look up my YouTube page, it would be www.youtube.com/user/Joseph E. Alecki, but you'll come up with Timberwolf on it. So, like I said, it might come in, it might not. So, my apologies. So, anywho. Whew. Dang. Try to get all that out in one breath, and it's like, No wonder I'm coughing and gagging and wheezing and trying to do everything with one straight voice. But anyway, I don't have a lot to talk about, and I got this show to do, and let's see now, what else can I talk about? Oh yeah, that reminds me. I guess this is not official yet, but through Twitter, I understand that they're just starting to make the movie, My Little Pony, the movie for 2017. I think they're in production of that right now, I think. I'm not 110% sure, but I think they're getting in the production for that, from what I can understand on Twitter. So, be ready for that. And from what I've heard, season 6 of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic should be coming on in, I understand by April. I think I heard that on Google. I think I got that from Equestria Now. I'm not really 100% sure whether it's April or May. So I'll have to check on that as well. Let's see who's all on it. Nobody's in my chat room yet. Okay. Well, maybe somebody will catch this on, because when I do this show, it gets saved, and you can reload up the podcast if you want to, and, check it out. Like I said, there's not a lot of stuff to tell you right now, but I still have to go through the full 30 minutes. Sorry. But, anyway. Well, anyway, we're going to pause right now for station identification. As of right now.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And I'm back, and I'm still live. I like to make that a little bit longer, but anywho. I'll tell you, running out of things to say, because sometimes a 30-minute show is a lot better when you're talking to somebody, because the 30 minutes goes right by, and that's why I have such a long intro. I wanted to try to make it shorter, but I like the music. That's another thing I wanted to talk about. In the near future, I'm probably going to be doing some My Little Pony Top 10 picks for each season. Like season 1, my top 10 shows for season 1, top 10 shows for season 2, 3, 4, and 5. And hopefully, I'll be putting that on YouTube, as well as, let me check and see, I forgot the name of the area now, I'm looking it up, Daily Motion, that's the other one. So, I'll probably be doing that here shortly. Right now, I'm in the process of watching Season 1. I'm almost done with it. I think I'm up to episode 18 right now. Checking them out, giving them points, giving them grades, and then I'll be sorting through that. And then I'll be making up my top 10 shows for each season. And that should be out sometime soon. Hopefully I'll try to get it out next week, but it'll be late at night because when I come home at 10:30, I like to, check my Google, check my email, check this, check that, check the other thing. And in the morning times, I really try to stay awake in the morning hours, trying to get things done. Unfortunately, I tend to fall asleep at the computer, and I'm sort of like waking up with the computer, in sleep mode, and it's like, time to go to work, So that's gonna, and also I want to try to come up with the 10 best songs of each season. Now, from what I can see from season one, actually, to tell you the truth, season one of My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic did not have as much music as the rest of the seasons. As a matter of fact, I think I've gone through 18 seasons right now, or not 18 seasons, but 18 chapters or shows from season one, episodes, 18 episodes so far, and I think so far there's only been like about 5 songs altogether. They didn't start putting in more songs until I think after season 2. I'm not really 100% sure because I haven't made it into season. Well, I've watched all the seasons. It's just that I'm just going back through and checking them over and what have you. So hopefully I'll have season 1 top 10 episodes and the top 10 songs. And I'll, like I said, those will be separate, and I'll put those up. And that's one of the things I'm working on right now. On top of that, hopefully, I'll be getting the some more animation up that I do on Plotagon. I've got to get back to working in on that, because if I don't, then who knows what might happen. Also, like I said before, I got some remixed music for My Little Pony that I'm doing up right now, or trying to do up right now. Also, I still got to do some voiceovers. I'm trying to become a full-time voiceover actor. I go through a place called Voices.com, where I pay like $50 a month, and they act as my, you know, go-between and or my agent, and they send me X amount of voiceover acting I can do. I just turn around and have to do the voices for them and then send it in, and if I'm picked, I may get a minimum of $100. Well, each commercial or each, you know, voiceover I do comes in different prices. Some people have a price range between $100 to $750. Some of them have just a stern price of $100, but I've seen some of the prices go up to $1,500 as their minimum budget. But I always try to bid the lowest because, some people will take the lowest bidder, and B, I don't have a heck of a lot of experience except for my own cartoons and what I'm doing here on the radio to be considered or classified as voiceover acting. So that's basically, so you see what I'm doing altogether. I used to do, I used to have an online shopping show. I had a place where you can go up online and order stuff off of me. That has not been doing very good. I've been into that for 2 years, and I haven't sold a darn thing. So Lucky Enterprises is now no longer part of the Lucky Pup Wolfpack Productions scheme of things. We're shoving that out because it's more of a hindrance than a moneymaker, because I have to pay in $25 a month to, you know, be in the World of Products catalog and stuff like that. They're selling World of Products type deal things, and it cost me anywhere between $20 to $25 a month, you know, for like the first 6 months, and then it's free in the second 6 months. But still, if you're not selling anything after 2 years, it's like, oh, see, you know, it's $25 a month, 6 months, that's $150, somewhere around there, $150, $175, somewhere around there, a year, and not making any profit off of it. That, you know, after 2 years, it's like, hey, if I'm not making anything off it, you know, shove it off the side. I did it one other time before, and I thought, well, now that I got, you know, I know where I can, you know, put up a free online marketplace, I can probably put it up there and have people go up there, check out some of the stuff, because I had pictures of stuff that I was selling, and it didn't work out again, you know, because before I was just sending catalogs out through the mail and hoping that somebody will sit there and say, I think we'll buy some of this stuff, but no, because usually something like that is more of a door-to-door soliciting type thing, and you have to have a license around here to be a door-to-door solicitor, and it's like, so now I'm on Daily Motion, I'm having them doing a monitor type thing, so I'm collecting money from there. And I hope to do a Patreon account. I mean, I have one, but I haven't really gone all the way into it yet. Hopefully I'll get that done sometime soon so I can get more money, because I need different things as well, especially like with Blog Talk Radio here. I have to use a telephone instead of my Skypey, because due to the fact that Skypey charges, and I just don't have the money for that. But then again, I got this telephone, and it's like, it's going to cost me money for that too, I think. But anywho, when I get all this, like I said, I'm doing a lot of stuff, so. And I'm pushing back and pushing out a lot of other things that I really don't need to boggle the my economy any. What I call my economy, or my, because I just put another $50 in my card to pay for my, agent, as I call them, at voices.com, so they can keep sending me stuff. So hopefully I can get a voiceover acting job through that. But it's always nice to turn around and do freebies just to get the practice, and so people can, look at your stuff and sit there and say, yeah, he's a pretty good voiceover actor. We want him to, and the notoriety you get and what have you. And I think that's another reason why I'm going to be trying to, pick up other people, people off of YouTube, just like Red Tiger, Visual Pony, other people do other things, try to get them up on the show here, and hopefully get this show a little bit more higher in the ratings. Because right now, I'm doing this on a freebie type deal, and I can only do this for 30 minutes. If I were to pay for a more, elaborate type of deal, I don't know how much it's going to cost me, but I don't have the money to do that right now, so. Oh, dang, I've almost talked for 3. And like I said, the bad part is I like to talk. The only problem is I got to learn to breathe when I talk. If not, I tend to continue on and on and on and on and on without taking a breath. And that sucks. But anywho. And I got about 1.5 minutes left in the show here. And for those of you who are listening, and there's nobody in the chat room, so we're just going to drop out of the chat room altogether. Bank. See that chat room. Oh, there goes the voice of reasoning, and 90 seconds before I have to shut the show down. But anyway, I want to thank everybody, first of all, for, listening in, coming up, even if I'm, even after the show and listening to the podcast after the show. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the show, and we're going to try to get more guests on here as well. So anyway, I don't know when the next show is going to be. It's not going to be anytime next week. It'll probably be the week after next. But I hope everybody who's living on the East Coast, who's experiencing the bad weather, I hope you stay safe and warm. This is Joe. This is the Timberwolf here, and I will catch you the next time. I'll catch you all on the flip side. Y'all have a great, great day. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you sometime soon. Bye now.